Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Let's go out to that Fan Hotline. We were supposed to like 6 minutes ago, so Alan, I apologize in advance. Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. Alan, Mike Tomlin doesn't cut his own grass. Do you cut your own grass?
In the off season, in the season, I hope it doesn't grow. And then sometimes my wife fills in. I think my daughter's cut. Look, I'm a busy guy. I don't know. Yeah. I get it done as much as I can.
Yeah, I live in an apartment complex that handles all that, so I don't cut my own grass. But my meaning of it and Mike Tomlin's is just a tad different.
I have a piece of grass that would be embarrassingly small to ask someone else to cut, even if I was paying them. Like, I could not, it would never be worth anyone's drive to my house to cut it.
Yeah, that obviously something we're going to all keep our eyes on, what the field looks like on Sunday night. Another thing, obviously, Alan, is Aaron Rodgers going up against his former team, the team he's most known for in the Green Bay Packers. What do you think his, I mean, it's a silly question, I'm sure very high, but like, what's the motivation like for Rodgers to come in and beat Green Bay on Sunday night? Obviously, if he does it, he'll beat all 32 teams in the NFL. But how is that motivation maybe different from, you know, facing the Jets week one?
I think one of the things that I've been very impressed with by Aaron Rodgers is that he has been highly motivated, it seems like, week to week. You know, he hasn't looked like a guy resting on his laurels to me. He's looked like a very motivated player, really from day one that he walked in the door. And I think that's to his credit. Certainly it's different, right? I mean, the Jets was just screw you energy, right? Yeah. Like they didn't want him. He just wanted to make him pay for it. I think his feelings about Green Bay are much softer. He's all spoken glowingly of his time there. Seems like he misses it, honestly, at times. So I think for him it'll be more conflicting. It's very easy to get up for the team that wronged you. And certainly I know that he wants to play well and with the eyeballs on him of the other fan base that has cheered him on, but I think this is probably very different for him than that Jets game.
Alan, Mike Tomlin talks to the media every Tuesday. We know this. And one of the things that stuck out to me as far as his responses to questions went today was the explanation as to why Nick Herbig was notably absent on Thursday night against the Bengals after one of his best games of his career against the Browns. What did you make of the response that Mike had for why Nick Herbig was absent after such a dominant performance against the Browns?
Well, he said that they weren't stopping the run. And I think he didn't say this, but I'll say it. Herbig wasn't stopping the run. I mean, he was not, you know, I mean, I said there was some bad run reps in the first half of that game. And I think he gets shuffled to the side as a result. I don't understand why this is something that people are seemingly so upset about it. as fast as Joe Flacco was throwing the ball, I don't know how anybody thinks that any different player in the pass rush would have made any bit of difference. I mean, it was catch the snap, step, look, throw all game long. And there was guys open no matter where he looked and no matter where he threw. So I mean, the thing that Herbig is good at, it wouldn't have made a difference anyway. I mean, I don't know that I needed to see Jack Sawyer as much as I did in that game, but I mean, I don't think 10 more snaps that Nick Herbig is doing anybody any good there. I think he's a player that has had a nice impact on games where they're able to get teams in obvious, you know, passing situations. The Steelers didn't really do that for most of the game. And like I said, I didn't think it mattered. It just threw the ball so fast that I don't know. I think that to me is the wrong thing to be upset about coming out of that game.
Alan Saunders of Steelers Now with us on the fan hotline. Alan, correct me if I'm wrong. You asked the question about what maybe the secondary can do to prevent a quarterback getting the ball out so quick. Was that you today?
I did ask that question, yes.
How equipped is this Steelers secondary? I mean, Joey Porter's penalties reared its ugly head on Thursday. How equipped do you think the Steelers secondary is of doing some of the things that Mike answered that question with to be able to prevent quick releases from quarterbacks from here on out?
Well, obviously, he doesn't think that equipped because they didn't do that much of it. And honestly, when you look at what happened on the tape, it's hard to say he's wrong. I mean, there were a lot of people in my mentions saying, where's the press man? Where's the press man? I implore you, go back and watch the Noah Fant touchdown and go watch what T. Higgins did to Darius Slay on that play and tell me that you want him playing press man. I mean, Higgins hit him so hard he went 4 yards backwards. How do you want that matchup in press man ever after watching that? You can't, right? And I thought Porter, look, if all you get is a couple of penalties, I think you can live with that. Tomlin said as much last year. I thought he kind of held up his end of the bargain. The other two guys did not in terms of being able to play man-to-man. So then what? I don't know. Tomlin talked about maybe some forward-facing zones, some zone coverage, but where you're up, I mean, that's like quarters, more like what the defense pit plays. Certainly there are downsides to all that. I suggested, I thought maybe some two-man where you have play man underneath, but you have a cover two shell behind it. But, you know, that coverage takes a guy out of the box, and they're not stopping the run. So, you know, you can't fix it all with scheme. And, I mean, they got these guys because they thought they could go play man-to-man defense, and it does not look like they can.
Offensively, Alan, how much stock are you putting into the increase in effectiveness in the Steelers' run game? Is it on the up and up, or are we just kind of in a situation where they played, you know, the Browns and the Bengals to run defenses that have a lot to be desired?
Well, the Bengals are bad, but the Browns have a good run defense, and I thought they had a really good game plan for it. I think they've got something that is more than just a gimmick when it comes to the Darnell Washington, Spencer Anderson usage and how much heavy personnel they're putting in there. Nobody's really come up with an answer that's an easy stop for that. They've put wrinkles and twists into it with throwing the ball to Washington. One of these days we're going to get a pass to Spencer Anderson or, I don't know, Arthur Smith. And I think, you know, the touchdown to Darnell Washington, you have DK Metcalf in there at fullback. Like, he just keeps finding ways to make it fresh and different and paint a different picture. And as long as you can do that, I don't think it's a mystery that 600 extra pounds makes your on your offensive line makes your running game a lot better. And if you can do that and still have balance and still keep defenses off balance, then it's probably going to keep working.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Alan Saunders of Steelers Now. Alan, a couple of more minutes with you. With that, too, talking about the Steelers run game and what Arthur Smith has been able to accomplish. Let's go with this season so far. How would you grade Arthur Smith through six games as a Steelers offensive coordinator?
Oh, I think he's been outstanding. I'd give him an A. I mean, I don't think this is a very talented offense when you look at the whole, and the talent they have has significant asterisks. Aaron Rodgers, tons of talent. He's 41 years old. The offensive line, very talented, very inexperienced. And there's clearly not a lot of depth of talent at wide receiver, and then you have all this depth of talent stacked at the tight end position where it's difficult to deploy, and he's found a way to make all that work. And not only that, I know you're just talking about this season, but Mike Tomlin made a very good point today as well in his press conference. He's attacked a completely different problem than he had last year. None of what he's been asked to do this year is even remotely related to what he was doing last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, yet he still found a way to make it work. A lot of offensive coordinators aren't able to do that, and I think he's really shown his ability to be adaptable. And I mean, look, Arthur Smith should be at the top of people's head coaching lists right now. And I know people are talking about him in Tennessee because he has a history there. I just think overall, when you have an offensive coordinator that's having that success with that kind of talent, that should be turning people's heads.
Last question for you, Alan, and I'll let you run. 2 weeks from today at this time, 6:40 p.m. on November 4th, will the Steelers have a wide receiver that is not on the roster right this minute? And if so, who's a name that fans should keep an eye on? Or a couple, if you have some.
I think they'll probably make a move. I'm not expecting it to be a big splash. I'm not expecting it to be someone that's going to, like, go ahead of Calvin Austin in the depth chart or something like that. There's an obvious need in terms of another receiver that can play on the outside with some size and some either some easy separation ability or some downfield field stretching kind of thing. Rashid Shaheed makes a lot of sense to me. I think that's someone people should pay attention to. Jacoby Myers makes a lot of sense, although I think he'll have a robust market that could make him expensive. I don't see Omar Khan wanting to part with a lot or with high-value draft picks. I mean, I think it's going to be a fairly small move, but I think they'll get something done.
Alan Saunders, you can follow him on X at @asaunders_PGH. Read him at SteelersNow.com. Appreciate you, good sir. I'll see you on Sunday.
Sounds good, Jack. We'll see you.
All right, there he goes. Alan Saunders, SteelersNow.com. One of the best when it comes to covering the black and gold. 50-minute mark on the Fan is 9 minutes away. Should have saved this, but oh well. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. I have some names when it comes to who I would like the Steelers to acquire at the wide receiver position. And are there names that don't play wide receiver that the Steelers could explore via trade in a couple of weeks as well? Something similar to the Preston Smith deal that we saw the Steelers make with their opponent for Sunday, the Green Bay Packers. Is there room to add outside of the wide receiver room? Hopefully in addition to, because if they add elsewhere via trade, I'll be upset and not at wide receiver. But if you have some names, a name or names that intrigue you, that might be available to the Steelers when it comes to adding to the wide receiver room. The phone number is 412-928-9370. any and all topics when it comes to the Steelers are on the table as well. All right, we'll get to your phone calls on the other side of the break. We're with you until 10:35. I'm Jack Hillgrove. It's the Fan Evening Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.